USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. There is a new national monument in the Southwest.
Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet. It's good for the economy. It's good for the soul of the nation.
During a visit to the Arizona site on Tuesday, President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. It's part of the president's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and waters by 2030. I'm John Schaefer.
Rapper Tory Lanez has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted of shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion during an argument in the Hollywood Hills in 2020. The charges carry a maximum of just under 23 years in prison, while prosecutors asked for a 13-year sentence. Lanez, whose legal name is Daystar Peterson, was found guilty of three felony firearms counts over the incident. USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Credit card balances in the United States have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed research said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
This little man is just 13 years old, but this American soccer phenom could be playing in the pros.
Young Davian Kimbrough is a member of the Sacramento Republic FC's Youth Soccer Development Academy, and he signed his first professional contract. He's now eligible to compete for a spot on the first team in two Youth Academy seasons. He scored 61 goals and was named Most Valuable Player in 2023 at a prestigious under-13 international tournament. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Today is National Women's Day. Every battle gets them one step closer to freedom and equality for all women. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this